I don't know. Go into it first. It says you're still not there. Oh, really? What the heck? Recording will begin as soon as others join, but mine doesn't say that. Wait. Delete that. Did it post?
I don't know. I can't delete anything.
Hold on. I'm going to send you another one.
Hey, can I press
the
this?
What?
Can I press
the this? Yeah. This is your episode over for your podcast. Oh, yeah, it'll probably sound a lot different from when we're just recording to when I'm after I edit it.
That sounds annoying regardless, so it's fine. Okay, so should I? This is recording, it's happening now. Tap the button below to jump right in. Should I join?
Yeah. Do you? Yeah. It just. Yeah.
You want me to send you a screenshot of what it looks like?
Yeah.
Like I literally only have one button that I can press.
Maybe you have to hang up the FaceTime.
Oh, can I still hear you?
Yeah, you'll hear me.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be able to hear me. All right. Let me see. Yeah, maybe like. All right, maybe hang up the FaceTime. Because it uses, because the FaceTime uses the mic too. So maybe hang that up and see what happens. All right.
What's up?
There we go. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. It looks like we're live.
Crap.
All right. Well, I guess I'll kick it. So I guess I'll kick it off. And, you know, like I said, I'll lead you, you know. Just think of it like we're dancing, like I'm leading.
But I like to lead.
I mean, if you want to lead, you can lead.
I got all the subjects.
I got the notebook.
Go ahead. You do your thing. Right. This is your thing. I'm just here for the ride.
You're just here for the party?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll kick it off. What's up, clubbies? This is your boy, Dash D, in the place to be, a.k.a. He's so nice. He's so sweet. A.k.a. Ooh, look at his eyes. A.k.a. Man, he's short, but he tall. A.k.a. He a Negro, but his knees don't grow. Yeah, this is a Clubhouse Talk episode 4. This is the Valentine's Day special. I'm here in a place to be. Actually, I'm back in Las Vegas. I'm back in the States. We haven't had an episode since I've been back in the States. So, you know, snaps for that. But I'm here with the one and only, the talented. She's fiery in more ways than one. Light on the feet, but she's got sweet cheeks. Hannah Shands, everybody.
Wow. What an intro. That was impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
did you have that written up or was that all on point?
That was all, you saw my desk. I don't have anything written up.
Yeah, this is true. That's impressive. I can do that. But yeah, I am fiery. I guess I would say that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're kind of redhead and... You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, not a redhead.
It kind of. Not redheaded, but I mean, you know what I mean. You got freckles.
No, your definition of redhead is completely wrong.
No, you got like freckles and stuff.
So that makes me a redhead?
Not a redhead. I'm just saying like redheaded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
It's like some people are fat and some people are big boned. There's a difference.
There is. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I guess I'll start this off with a life update, Clubbies. Welcome back to Clubhouse Talk, first of all. You know, been a long time since the layoff, since we last had a podcast episode. By the way, Reese Green is in Chicago right now, so he won't be in today. Reese Green should be on the next episode. He's in Chicago. He's doing his thing with his comedy. He's doing stand-up comedy. It's going real good for him out there. You know, I'll see Reese. And I'll be in Chicago to see Reese in April, and you know, we'll definitely do a special episode there at a pizzeria, eating deep dish pizza at my favorite pizza place in Chicago. So look out for that in April. Anyways, since I've been back in the States, not really much going on that I could really talk about. You know, finished up, got back into the States about last September. And since then, I've just been kind of thinking about what I want to do. And, you know, I've got my degree. And, you know, the original plan was to go to, grad school and, you know, kind of explore my options with grad school, do 4 years, get a PhD. Somewhat of that is still in the plans. I still plan to get my master's degree in the next 3 to 4 years from now, however it may fall. But you know what? I stepped away from the game a little bit, and I decided I don't know if I could be away from the game that long. And now I'm venturing into the coaching aspect of the game. So I've hung up my cleats and picked up a fungo, as some would say. Can't really give you too many updates on what I have going. I've got some good stuff going in the next 4 to 5 to a year, starting. Well, I guess I could tell you, if you're looking for me, I'll definitely be at spring training in a couple weeks. But you know, other than that, I don't really want to speak on anything that I'm doing. I got going, and you know, people I'm seeing and hanging with. So keep on the lookout for that. What about you, Hannah? What's going on with you in the last 6 to 7 months?
Dang. A lot has happened. No, I'm just kidding. Same old, you know, going to school. For those that don't know, you guys have no clue who I am. But yeah, I'm Hannah. I just realized you guys don't know who I am. But no, yeah, I'm from Minnesota, the frozen tundra.
Hey, it's not that cold.
I just go to school. No, it's freezing. Like the other day, I had school canceled because it was negative 40 degree weather.
Wow.
Negative 40.
It's much colder here.
It's 44 degrees in Las Vegas.
No, don't say that to the people. They don't know that.
Well, now they do. Anyway, I'm just going to nursing school and learning to save lives.
Hannah's smart as fuck.
And playing with us.
She's smart as fuck.
I'm not smart.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I wish.
Super smart.
I'm okay. Oh, and if you guys are wondering, like, how me and Duran know each other.
Yeah.
We went to college together.
Tell the story. It's a typical how we met story.
We met at Winthrop.
Uh-huh.
I played lacrosse, and Duran played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I can't even tell you, like, I don't even remember, like, how, that's awful for me to say, but, like, how did we actually, like, meet? Was it just like, oh, hey, what's up?
No clue how we actually met. I'm pretty sure I was hanging out with the freshies. And since y'all lived all on the same floor back in, what was that, Leewick?
No, I lived in, live in Leewick, but yeah.
No, yeah. And, whatever. I think I met y'all then, and that's when, I don't know where we met. Funny story about all that, though, for the clubbies. Might as well just tell it. I asked Hannah on a date, and that, so anyways.
Oh, my God.
Now that didn't go super well. But, I mean, hey, we're here today. I see Hannah every day, kind of, you know, Snapchat streak. And,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, that happened.
But it's fine. We're cool.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not awkward at all for any of us. Not at all. I don't wake up every day wondering what could have been.
I'm happy.
at all. Like, I'm super happy now. I mean, yeah, back then, good. I was devastated. And I was, I might have cried myself to sleep a few times.
Oh my gosh. But shut up. You're making me sound like this horrible person.
No, I'm not. You're not the horrible person. Trust me. I'm going to get into some horrible people. I'm airing some dirty laundry. If I had a name for this episode, it definitely might be dirty laundry, because I got a little stuff to air. I'm not going to, you know.
Oh, really?
Depending on how.
You're gonna spill the tea?
Maybe. We'll get there.
Let's do it.
We'll get there. Anything else going on? Anything else going on with you?
No. Right? No, my life's boring.
You got lacrosse season coming up.
I do. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be pretty good this year, hopefully.
First game in a few weeks or so, right?
Yeah, first game in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Last year, it's kind of bittersweet.
Well, I'm sure you're going to kill it.
Oh, I will.
Hey, why is y'all schedule so short?
Because I'm not a Division I athlete anymore. I'm now a Division III athlete.
So it's just a little different, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's important. I mean, hey, you had to get your schooling in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's more important.
You know, it was sad that I left, but, you know, it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. People, before we get into some real stuff, because we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up. This is the Valentine's Day special of Clubhouse Talk. All right. So basically, what some people might miss my lingo, you know, I could have a pretty, you know,
all the time
diverse lingo, and you know, one of the things that goes into my lingo is a wrestling vocab. And for those of you that aren't understanding what I'm saying, I'm talking about professional wrestling, you know, like The Rock, Stone Cold, you know, if you're familiar with those people, Ric Flair. So one of the things I might say is like, is it a work or is it a shoot? You know, and a work basically means it's that's like something that's planned or, you know, scripted. A shoot is something that is not scripted and off the script, you know, blah, blah, blah. Same thing. You know, I might call somebody a jobber, which basically means they suck at whatever they do. So basically, you know, just keep in mind, I might say some lingo on this podcast, and I'll try to inform anybody who doesn't understand what I'm saying. With that being said, I'd like to shoot on Valentine's Day. How do you feel about Valentine's Day, Hannah?
You know, it's a day. I don't know. I honestly, I think if you like, I get the Valentine's Day is like, oh, this is a chance for you to show your loved one that you love them. But like, honestly, let's think about it. You should show your loved one that you love them all the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've just never. I mean, like, granted, if when I'm single, I'm like, I don't see the hype of it. But mm-hmm. then, like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Valentine's Day. Like, let's spoil me.
Okay.
That maybe sounds so shallow. Oh my gosh. I'm not that shallow.
No. No, you're fine. It doesn't. Do you have a Valentine this year?
You know, we'll see.
Kind of. Okay. What's his name?
It's, you know.
What's his Instagram handle so everybody can follow him?
It's a secret. I'm not telling. No.
What's his Instagram handle? What's his Twitter?
What's his hashtag?
Hashtag?
None Your Business.
What's his address?
156 Kiss My Ass.
156 Kiss Your Ass. That's a good one. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll remember that when I meet him, when I come.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, so you're going to come to Minnesota?
Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Back to Valentine's Day. Well, how do you feel about it?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I got
you. I'm sorry. I just got a phone call and I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Hold up.
Come on, get it together.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. Anyways. So Valentine's Day 2019. I'm not doing nothing. I'm actually taking myself to a great illustrious dinner to Chili's. And
there you go.
Yeah. I like Chili's. I think Chili's is kind of overlooked. And
I love
it. Yeah. But let's I want to tell a couple stories about Vibe. Well, first of all, I just want to say something real quick. All right. I'm having an issue with Valentine's Day just because not okay, I won't say I have an issue with Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day is a beautiful thing. I think that people should be happy on Valentine's Day, and I think that it's a beautiful holiday, I guess, if you do it the right way. But me personally, it could be hard, I think, for people like me on Valentine's Day, because all right, so I guess I'll start with let's start with my previous relationship, and let's talk about that a little bit, because that kind of ties into one of the stories I was going to tell. So for those of you who didn't know, I was actually, I guess you want to say, dating this girl over the summer. And if you want to follow her, yeah. And if you want to follow her, if you want to look her up on Facebook or whatever, her name is Darian Creasel. You can find her in my friends, but whatever.
Oh my gosh, I know this person.
Yeah, you probably do.
Not know her like personally, but like I've heard you talk about her.
No, yeah. You know what? I was gonna consider her my first ever official girlfriend, but nah, she hasn't earned that. Basically we I guess you want to say dated the entire summer without me seeing her. I haven't seen her since 2015, and we haven't had a conversation before she kind of like asked me out, because she asked me out. I didn't go to her. She slid in my DMs and was hitting me up.
Stud.
Yeah, I'm put it out there. And you know, I was like, yeah, cool, whatever. But decided to give it a second try after what happened in 2014. Some of y'all know what happened in 2014. She basically broke up with me because I said I didn't want to move to where she live? South Dakota. First of all, who the fuck wants to move to South Dakota? I live in Las Vegas. You know how great Las Vegas is? Oh, that's what I want to ask you, Hannah. How come so many people from Minnesota move to Las Vegas?
Because Las Vegas is warm and Minnesota's cold as hell.
I see, probably like, I would say 15 license plates a day from Minnesota.
I have no idea. I've never been to Las Vegas, so I couldn't tell you.
You've never been to Las Vegas?
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm busy going to school. Sorry.
When are you going to get out here?
Maybe when I graduate.
I guess. I don't know. I'll pay for it. I don't care. You got to get out here.
I know. People keep telling me I need to experience Las Vegas, but then other people are like, oh, it's not that much of a hype.
Yeah, but you got to experience like my Las Vegas. I mean, the strip is whatever, but I think you would really like everything else. Just knowing you. Yeah, we'll make it happen one of these days. Even though I'm moving, but whatever.
Where are you moving?
I can't say that right now.
Oh, sorry, it's a secret. Okay, continue.
It's a secret, yeah, kinda. But it's a secret. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, no, I just thought that was really ridiculous. You know, I think that the whole point, you know, if we get back to the whole Valentine's Day thing, and like you said, if you love your mate, then you should be like that for your mate all the time. You know, Valentine's Day shouldn't be any day special. You know, I feel like you can't tell somebody, I feel like you shouldn't tell somebody you don't like that you like them if you're not willing to, you know, I guess, wait on whatever opportunities may come, you know? Basically, she told me that she wanted to be close to her family, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I get that, because she's from Nebraska. And I was like, I get that. I was like, but listen, like, my mom is not doing well. Like, my mom's really sick, and she's been sick. You know, she's got a lot of issues that she's had since probably, like, 2013, 2014. that's you know, just never gonna go away. I was like, it's hard for me to just up and be like, all right, well, just move back to the States. All right, peace out, mom. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna see you for a while. I would only do that for opportunities that are worth me taking. And, you know, recently I found an opportunity worth me taking, and I will be moving away from home for a little bit or for a while. Who knows, maybe forever. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to compromise. You know, I just think that with, I don't know, is it, I don't know why it's very easy with, you know, girls to be very, I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm too nice.
Well,
where they think I would really just.
Nice. But that's like a good thing. It's a good thing to be nice. You just haven't found the right girl yet.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's annoying that. So anyways, back to this Valentine's Day story I have actually ties in with Darian. This was Valentine's Day. What was it? 2014. And, you know, me and Darian have been hanging out all the time, like literally every day. This is my freshman year of college. And so basically, I think I had a game that day. I had a game. Anyways, after the game, it was, I think we had an off day the next day, Sunday or whatever, maybe not. And we after the game, went back to her house and showered and all that stuff. And then there was some people over, some of the past athletes that had lived at the, or not lived, but like, you know, they in college, they did this adopt a athlete thing, you know, where you can go and have dinner with the family and all that stuff. So there was like a big Valentine's Day party at Darian's house. And they all got lit. And as you know, Hannah, I'm not getting lit. So, no. Yeah, no. So
we're the ones that all, like, helped everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just, you know, cruising. Okay. Yeah. So, everybody's getting lit. Everybody got super lit. I'm talking about, like, people couldn't walk. And there was only, like, I don't want to say 8 of us. Anyways, Darian ends up throwing up everywhere. I'm like, this is going to ruin my night. And then her mom gets so drunk that her mom literally like lays on the ground, can't move, whatever. Eventually kind of gets up and is like, all right, goes to her room. And this is the funny part about this story, and that I kind of hold against. I don't want to say hold against her. That kind of sounds mean, but whatever. I was like, I had all my stuff, I don't know, like my phone charger or something in Darian's room. And I was like, oh, I need to charge my phone. Like went to Darian's room. As I'm walking to Darian's room, her mom's room is right across. The door is wide open. Her mom's butt ass naked.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, oh. Oh. So, and this is the funny part about me and Darian's relationships. I've seen Darian's mom butt naked more than I've seen Darian butt naked.
I'm so uncomfortable. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, that's an image I could never get out of my head. Oh my, I mean, God, it wasn't
so savage right now.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't bad. Like, her mom's hot.
Oh my gosh, Deron. That makes everything so much worse. Don't say that.
Listen, I know she's not listening, but if for some reason she happens to listen to this and wants to talk about it, I have no problem talking about it. It's not illegal. I saw your mom naked. There. I said it. You've never seen my mom naked. So break up with me all you want, but just know I've seen your mom naked.
You are in a savage mode right now.
So another term I wanted to teach everybody was heel. And basically being a heel is being a bad guy. And a lot of people have kind of turned me into a heel over the past year. I'm done. I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy all the time. I'm just going to be a heel and a super heel if I have to be. So that was probably, I would guess, I would say my best Valentine's Day experience.
Oh my gosh.
You got any good Valentine's? You got any Valentine's stories?
Mine are like super lame compared to that one. Thanks.
Maybe I should have let you go first.
Mine's kind of stupid. I guess it was like in high school, and like we had this thing at our high school where your like boyfriend would like buy you a flower, and it will like a person like would come into your classroom with like this basket of flowers and hand out flowers to all the girls that like got one from their boyfriends. Like they pay for it and you know, whatever. So like everybody was like in our room and the person comes in and I had a boyfriend at this time, so I was like, oh yay, like I'm gonna get a flower. Like everybody knows that's like a thing you do. Like you don't, that's like if you have a boyfriend it happens. So everybody's like getting their flowers and like getting passed around. I'm just sitting there just like, oh, maybe mine's last. And then she gets to me and she goes, what's your name? And I was like, oh, Hannah. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have one for you. And I go, what?
Oh,
and she dagger. Was like, she was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, it was the most uncomfortable moment of my life. I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then I like, and then all the other girls were like, oh, Hannah, where's your flower? I was like, oh, well, I didn't get one. Thanks for pointing it out.
Oh my gosh.
I texted my boyfriend. I was like, dude, what's up? Why didn't I get a flower? He goes, what are you talking about? I go, you know Valentine's Day is today, right? Because this has happened like in the morning. And like, it was like, I was running like the class or whatever, so I didn't see him. He goes, oh, that's today?
Oh no.
And I was just like, well, okay, that's fine. I'll just go buy myself a flower.
Wow.
That's about it. I honestly have no thrilling or exciting or bad.
Time out. Did you buy yourself a flower? Did you really do that?
Damn straight I did.
Oh man. Did you break up with the guy?
No.
What?
Not over that, something that stupid.
Oh, you're not a heel. I'm a heel. I would have broke up with him.
But yes, because you know, I haven't turned that leaf yet. You know, I'm getting there, but no one's really pissed me off that much.
Well, you sure know how to pick them.
Nope, I don't.
No, yeah, that was sometimes. You didn't hear my. You must have not heard my sarcasm with that one.
Oh no, I didn't. You know, I do. I can't really pick out sarcasm that well.
Yeah, I didn't. Your last like five picks have all been horrible. I'm just gonna put it out there.
I'll work on it. That's
You need to go back to the if you know you want to get a degree in something, you should get a degree on picking better guys, honestly.
Go play in track.
I'm kidding. Oh, I do have another story for Valentine's Day, actually. This is a happy
one. I don't know if we can beat the other one.
No, this is a happy one. This was Valentine's Day 2012. Senior year of high school for me.
Old.
Yeah, I'm pretty old. So, did you guys at your high school have a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Kind of, but it was called Silver Bell, so it was kind of like prom, but girls ask guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ours is more casual. You guys wear dresses and stuff, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, ours is super casual. Anyways,
that sounds more fun.
Yeah, no, it was a lot more fun. Yeah, girls ask guys, all that stuff. So basically, that was a happy Valentine's Day for me because I had two dates, not one, but two dates. I got asked by two different girls, and I was coming off of a high. You know, I was on the number four baseball team in the country. Coming off of that season, you know, we didn't win state, but you know, hey, we gave it our all. And you know, coming off of that,
it doesn't matter, you still got second.
Yeah, I didn't get second, but it's okay. We got hey, number four in the country, whatever. Anyways, coming off of that, then I won homecoming king that fall. So I'm like, man, I'm killing the game right now. Coming into the new year, coming into Sadie Hawkins, I'm killing the game right now. Anyways, I got asked by this one girl that I was involved with kind of the first semester of senior year. I ended up kind of breaking things off with her on Christmas.
Oh my gosh, you're terrible.
Yeah, you don't know her, okay? You don't know her.
You gotta wait. You either do it like, you could have done it before Christmas or after Christmas.
No, I think Christmas was a good time.
Did you still get her a present?
No. I think it was Christmas Eve. Sure. I think it was Christmas Eve. We had only been like officially dating for a month, which is why she's also not one of my first official girlfriends, because I'm not counting that. But
yeah. I didn't know you get to choose when your official girlfriend is.
Yeah, I choose.
Oh, okay.
I don't count any of them. I don't feel like I've had like a real relationship.
All right. Whatever you say.
I mean, listen, you don't know. All right. If you want to know more, I'll tell you more. But it's just, anyway, she asked me and I was like, oh, dope. Like a free outfit. Cause the girl also pays for the outfit. So I'm like, heck yeah. Dope. Free outfit. Like, you know, she's still cool, you know, whatever. Anyways, then I get asked by this girl I was really good friends with, and in a non-romantic way, and she asked me in front of the entire school at the assembly, and it's like, I can't say no to that. And when I say the entire school, the other girl that also asked me was also there, so she comes up to me and she's like, yo, what's going on? Like, why did she ask you? And I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe I just got it like that. And then she was like, well, what's the deal? And I was like, well, you and I will go to the dance. And then me and the other girl, where there's like, we had like a little group and we all went to Six Flags. So I went to Six Flags with the other girl, and me and the one girl, we went to the dance or whatever for like 20 minutes and then left. But yeah, I got like two new outfits out of that, two new hats, a pair of shoes, a trip to Six Flags. Man, that was a really good Valentine's Day for your boy.
Dang. You want to know what I heard out of that story?
What?
You thought you were hot shit in high school.
Yeah, I kind of was. But not as much as I wanted to be, you know. I still don't have much luck with the ladies, but it's all good.
Well, clearly you did, because you had two dates to Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, but I'm like really good at being the best friend. I'm really good at that. That's like my niche.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know when to stop, but hey, it is what it is, you know.
Nothing. No, you didn't continue with what you were saying.
You didn't send me any topics for this Valentine's Day special. I just realized that.
I'm sorry. I've been studying.
I know you've been busy. You're super smart and, you know, you gotta study. Hey, quick question, Hannah. Does Mall of America have an express? For men?
An express?
For men.
Like the store express?
Yeah.
We're the Mall of America.
So that's a yes?
Yes. Now you need to learn what sarcasm is.
I'm asking for a friend.
For the record, there was a rumor that they were going to make a bigger mall than the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that didn't happen.
That'd be really hard.
We're still number one.
Mall of America takes like a day and a half to walk around.
Do you like it? You literally can't take that away from us. That's the only thing we have going for us is the Mall of America. Like, that's the only cool thing.
No, you guys have a Target.
What?
Like,
what do you mean we have Target?
Like the good Targets. Like everybody else has like bootleg Targets, but y'all got Target. Or no, wait, not Target. Yeah, y'all got Target.
What does that even mean?
And Best Buy.
What do you mean everywhere else has bootleg Targets?
Yeah, we got fake Targets. Like, here in Vegas, we got fake Targets. We even got a Target Greatland, which I don't see many of those. But y'all got Target, and y'all got Best Buy. We got fake Best Buys out here.
I don't really want to go to Las Vegas now.
Why?
Because it sounds like you just got the cheap version of everything.
No, it's just the cheap version of Target and Best Buy.
But if you go other places, they have normal Targets.
No, we have normal Targets as well. But, like, Target in Minnesota is, like, Target. Like, that's Target.
But you want to know the sad thing?
What's that?
That when you thought of Minnesota, the best you could come up with is that we have good Targets.
That is pretty sad.
Exactly. So, therefore, back to my original statement, we have nothing here.
Want to hear a good story about me in Minnesota?
Of course.
And I'm only telling, like, these stories that are kind of centered around me and girls because it's a Valentine's Day special. All right. This stuff doesn't happen on the reg. These are just stories I have. But I remember we were in Minnesota, and is it called, what is it? Is it Apple Valley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were in Apple Valley. We had a 2-game set there playing whoever we were playing. I don't know. Anyways, I remember, like, there was these girls at the game, and I was like, ooh, like, that one girl, like, ooh, okay. And then got her number after the game, and then had her over to the hotel we were staying in, a Super 8, I believe. And
a Super 8.
Yeah.
A Super 8.
Yeah, we were staying in the Super. This is high school, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, she comes by with her friends, and we're all chilling in the room. Coach comes into the room, and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing in here? Like, they gotta go. Turns out, one of the girls, and particularly the girl I was texting, was my coach's niece. yeah, didn't know that because she was half black.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was, yeah, that was a long van ride over to Iowa or wherever we went after
that. Oh my gosh, that's so uncomfortable.
No, it was funny, actually. We all kind of had a laugh about it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, at the Twins game the next day, it was kind of funny. Because, see, I should have known better, considering that my coach he's from New Ulm. And I'm like, oh, if you got family in Minnesota, you got to have family, like, in other places in Minnesota, right? Like, I didn't think of that. Plus, she was also half black, and he's not black at all. So I was like, eh, there's no way there's interracial marriage in Minnesota. No shot. I was very wrong. I got that very clearly wrong. Yeah.
Such good stories.
No, these stories suck, honestly.
Well, they're better than my life. You don't hear me telling any interesting stories.
No, you're interesting. I've got some interesting stories about you.
Let's just not mention that. We're never gonna bring up my friend. No.
No. I didn't see your mom naked, so it's all good.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing. Anyways, before we get into our next subject, I wanna give you this opportunity to get in your car, put on your seatbelt, put it in drive and drive and go to the store and get you some bacon strips from your dog. Bacon strips are also not just for dogs. They're also for people. And by the way, bacon strips, if you're listening, you know, if you want to get your ad actually put on here, I've been supporting you on all my podcasts. I eat bacon strips. My pit bulls eat bacon strips. They're good. They're bacon. They're just basically bacon, but for dogs and people, if you get down like that. So just make sure you go get some bacon strips in the dog treat aisle. With that being said, Hannah, have you been seeing all these? what?
Like, why? Why do you do that?
Somebody's got to pay for this podcast. I'm trying to get paid.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this is free for people to listen to, but I'm trying to get paid off of this. Like, this is an extra income for me.
Oh, okay.
I want people to know. I just want people to know. I want my voice out there. I want people to know that I'm funny. I don't think anybody cares that I'm funny.
I mean, like, yeah, you're funny sometimes.
Yeah, so you see? Nobody cares. I want to be funny all the time. Everybody's always like, oh, like, oh, look at him. He thinks he's Kevin Hart. I'm like, I'm funnier than Kevin Hart.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. He's also smaller than me. He's shorter than I am, so anybody wants to put that out there.
Is he actually?
Yeah, he is. So.
No way, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6", he's 5'5".
I love that you know that. Like, off the top of your head, like, you know that you could just pull out, be like, no, Kevin Hart's smaller than me.
Well, he'd do it to me. And when I see him, I'm going to size him up. And I'm going to make sure he knows I'm the alpha.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I got on stage with him, I'd kill him. I guarantee it. He doesn't want to get on stage. He doesn't want me to get on stage. If I get on stage, it's over. I'm going to be the greatest comedian of all time.
Dang. Ambitious.
Tied with Reese Green, who's performing in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago, check out Reese Green downtown. Anyways, have you been seeing these dogs with Instagram accounts?
Yes, they're everywhere.
How do you feel about those?
Quite honestly, unless your dog's like incredibly cute, I don't want to see it. Like, no. Well, the fact that you have like the time, like, they'll put them like in all these like cute poses and crap, and I'm just like, how do you have time to do that with your life? Unless that's like all you do. Mm. I don't know. I'm not about it. I'm just not.
Would you, can I cut a promo real quick?
Sure.
For those of you that don't know, cutting a promo means ranting, basically.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know what it meant. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah,
I was just going to say sure and see where it went.
Yeah, this is all wrestling lingo. So let me cut a promo. First of all, for all of you who have Instagrams for your dogs, and for all of you who are liking the pictures and following these dogs, all of you should get together. I want you to all meet somewhere. Let's say Birmingham, Alabama. No, that's not good enough. Let's say Medford, Oregon. All of you meet in Medford, Oregon. And I want you to walk right up the interstate. And I want you to turn right and go to Crater Lake. And I want you to look at Crater Lake. And I want you to look at yourself through the lake. Because it's so clear. It's like a mirror. And you can see yourself. You can see your reflection. I want you to look at yourself. And I want you to keep walking. I want you to find the highest bridge, and I want you all to jump off of it head first.
Oh,
and hopefully there's no water at the bottom.
Wow. I didn't realize how passionate you were about this.
This was, 2 months ago. I was sitting and petting a dog that I had no clue has, like, 500,000 Instagram followers or something stupid like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so there's a guy, so our goalie here in for the Vegas Golden Knights, his name is did you just sneeze?
No, I just sniffled. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sick.
No, you're good. I thought you sneezed, and I was about to say no. Bless you. Anyways.
Okay, well, that just made me sound really mean. Okay, continue.
Anyways, our goalie here for the Vegas Golden Knights, his name is Marc-Andre Fleury. And you can look it up. There's an Instagram account called Bark Andre Furry. Yeah, and this dog is tiny, and it only shows up basically to Vegas Golden Knights practices. And basically, this dog has like 300,000 followers.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I just and honestly, like, the people around me were going crazy, taking selfies with the dog, like, not watching the practice at all. I was just trying to watch these dudes practice. I was like, I really like hockey. They were taking selfies with the dog. Like, this dog has a little jersey on. Yeah, I just want those people to just find the highest bridge and jump off. Matter of fact, just go to the Hoover Dam and jump off of that. I mean, we've got no more water in Lake Mead, pretty much. So thanks to the, you know, global warming and all that stuff.
What's the term you used to, like, was it a heel?
Yeah, I'm a heel.
Yeah.
I've changed, Hannah. You're being so savage. I've changed, Hannah. You have no idea what these people have done to me in the last, like, year. You have no idea what these people have done to me.
Well, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. People have not been quite so kind to me in the last year. And it's because, I think it's just because, you know, I do have a tendency to just be really nice and not really say anything. And now I'm just like, I got to say my piece.
Hey, fair enough. You know, yeah. Do your thing.
I didn't even expose the girl that straight up ghosted me.
Good. That's good. Because you're still being somewhat nice.
No, well, I don't think ghosting is nice. Why would you ghost somebody? Have you ever ghosted somebody?
Oh, no, ghosting's not nice. Have I ever ghosted someone?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I have not.
I think I'm an adult, and I would like to believe that if you don't wanna talk to me, just say, hey, I'm gonna move in a different direction. I'm like, okay, cool, I can understand that. I'm an adult. But to just not talk to me, I mean, hey, I know that it's a thing, but, you know, it finally happened to me. Actually, it's been happening to me. I'm sick of it. I'm a heel. Anyways, before we wrap it up, what else is on your mind?
Would you rather, if you were to be attacked by a shark, would you rather want to know it's coming or be surprised?
Nah, surprise me.
Surprise you?
Yeah, surprise me. Because if I sit there and I know that, it's like when I was a kid and I knew I messed up and I knew that there was an ass whooping. Because, like, I don't know how white moms do, but black moms will find out that you messed up, and then they will call you on the phone and yell at you and say, when I get home, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Oh, and, see, yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, yeah, see, my mom would do that, and mind you, my mom wouldn't get off until, I don't know, let's say my mom got off at 5 o'clock, right? Well, yeah. She would call me at like 1 o'clock. So I'm sitting here for like four and a half hours just anticipating how bad this is gonna be. So, and then when she would get home, she would keep to her word, and, you know, I'd have to go pick out a belt, whichever one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then, I would proceed to get that whooping. I'd have to pull my pants down and let's get it on.
I don't think that's what you want to say.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I mean, what I mean is that I got my ass whooped bare ass. So,
yeah.
But hey, you know, and I better not run. If I run, it only makes it worse. That's what black mamas say. So.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we had a very different childhood.
What about you? You'd rather see it coming or what?
Oh no! Because, like, if I saw it coming, then I'd be like trying to get away, and then I'd be like, oh, it's too late. I can't get away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just know it's coming and, like, the inevitable is going to happen. So I'd rather just be surprised.
It'd be like a typical, okay, be like a typical scary movie where the white girl's trying to run away.
I hate scary movies.
And then she trips on nothing.
Yeah.
You would somehow trip.
That would be me.
You would somehow trip in water.
No, yeah, 100%. Like, I'm clumsy. Like, I'm the most athletic person you'll ever meet. Like, people, like, look at me sometimes and they're just, like, because, like, I fall a lot and I'm, like, super clumsy. Mm-hmm. And they'll just be, like, how are you an athlete? And I'm honestly, like, it beats me. I fall in every single game. There hasn't been a single game that I haven't fallen yet.
Really?
Yes. And they're not, like, easy falls. Like, oh, I fell. It's, like, hard, like, face into the ground, like, face plant falls. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is some of them happen when I'm just, like, by myself. Like, there's no one around me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you play in a while.
You know? Not that exciting.
Just putting that out there.
Hey, you can stream my games.
Haven't seen you. Well, yeah, I mean, but it's not the same as, you know, watching it in person or something.
Then you can fly your butt to Minnesota.
Well, it's cold there, you said, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't come.
My flight would get canceled.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, 100%. I don't know how it's going to go with the government shutdown, if people are going to be even able to have flights, but who knows?
This is true.
But anyways, so before we wrap this up, we got, what are we at? We've been talking for a little bit. Let's get to, you see it?
The time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking for a long time.
I know, it's nice. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. I think I have a nice voice.
Yeah.
I'm sick, though.
I told you.
You probably can't tell.
No, you sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Stupid people got to get me sick.
I mean, it's also negative 87 there, so.
Yeah.
You know.
It sucks. I can't wait to leave this place.
The polar vortex.
I feel like I'm just like trash talking Minnesota. It's not that bad. Just don't ever go outside.
I honestly liked Minnesota when I was there.
Then you can live here, and I will live somewhere warm.
No, you can just move to Vegas, honestly.
Yeah, not my cup of tea, even though I haven't been there yet.
You don't know that. See, people try to talk about Vegas, and they have no idea what it's like here. They have no clue. They have no clue that we actually live in houses.
Okay, like, I'm not that dumb.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you have no clue. Like, I literally live... Like, you walk, like, if you go outside of my house, you can see the red rocks. It's so beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I live right by Red Rock Canyon. It's nice. I live on, like, basically at a base of a mountain. There's snow on our mountains right now. We've had snow the last few days. It's really nice.
I love how you're just, like, kind of telling everybody, like, where you live.
Most people already know where I live. And if you don't, you probably don't deserve to know. But it's so beautiful here. I think that people don't understand it. Like, I had a friend, she's now living in, well, she was living in Minnesota for a little bit. Now she's living in Wisconsin. But she came here and, like, she's come here and, like, kind of really embraced the city. Like, she understands, like, this is not just what you see on TV. It's a lot different, actually. So I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Because when people
think Las Vegas, they just think, like, Vegas.
Yeah, that's such a small... Like, if you live here, you never go there, honestly.
It's kind of like the Mall of America, except I always go there. Like, for me, the Mall of America is, like, my typical mall. And then when people come here and visit, they're like, oh, my gosh, the Mall of America, can you go? And I'm like, no, it's overwhelming, and there's people, and I don't want to associate with people.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows how long I'll be living here? Well, I guess 2 months is all the time I'll be living here. So until
yeah, because you're keeping your life so secret.
I mean, hey, all you had to do was ask. You don't ever ask. You don't ask what's going on with me.
Oh, my gosh. You're making me sound like a terrible friend.
Oh, you're a great friend.
You never ask what's going on with me either, so...
Yes, I do. Half the time, you're too busy for me.
Yeah, I am busy. I'm trying to save lives here.
Hey, like I said, I appreciate that. I 100% back you.
Somewhere warm. I wish I was on an island.
Oh, like Hawaii?
Oh, I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh, or wait, when are you going to Hawaii?
In May.
What the heck?
Yeah. Be jealous.
I mean, I've been there. You've seen it once. You've seen it all. But, I mean, I'm kind of mad that you're just
What were you
going
to say? You sounded like you had, like, this big phenomenon.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen the Fyre Festival doc on Netflix?
No.
What?
I heard it's all fake.
But the Fyre Festival thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. You got to watch it because it's fake.
Well, I don't know if I really want to take the time to watch it.
It's good. It's crazy, actually. It's really crazy.
Have you seen the Ted Bundy documentary?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I don't really have time for Netflix.
I don't either.
I play a lot of video games. Like, hey, ladies, if you're listening out there and you like a guy who, you know, has a lot of swag and plays video games from time to time, hit me up.
I don't think those two things should be in the same sentence.
But you know that's me, so.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, like, no.
Like, you know I have a lot of swag.
Swag in video games? Yeah, but, like, not when you're playing video games.
Oh, I got a lot of swag when I'm playing. I was literally wearing $120 shoes the other day while playing video games. That's a lot of swag. Or, no, I lied. The new phrase is drip. I got so much drip, and I like to play video games. So, ladies, sup?
I'm going to be honest, like, I don't know what you're saying 50% of the time.
Okay, like, anyways. What?
Like, I have to try and figure out what you're saying. And it will, like, take me a minute to, like, process it.
I feel like this is never going to end.
What?
Whereas, like, you're just never going to pick up my lingo because I change it so much.
Yeah, you do. I stick with the same, like, 5 words.
That's true. You know how long it took me to stop saying bow?
Bow? Who the hell says bow anymore?
Everybody in South Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime I call those fools, they're like, hey, Bo.
Who do you talk to?
Everybody still.
Everybody? Like who?
You know, Hunter.
Or is it a secret? Can I not know?
No, Hunter, Mulkey, sometimes Nate.
Oh my gosh, Nate.
Yeah, Asbill. Hey, Asbill.
Shut up.
I talked to Asbill. Oh yeah, Asbill's also a fan of the podcast, so he'll hear this whole thing, but if you care. But anyways. I mean, now, hey, if you want to shoot your shot.
Shoot my shot. I got no shot to shoot.
Okay. Asbill, I talked to Roger a lot. Who else is still up there? I talked to Jill a couple times.
Dang. Look at you, staying in contact with people. Good for you.
I try to. I'm trying to be a good friend, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have the energy.
it's easy to have the energy when, you know, I don't know. For me, it's just easy.
When you talk to people as amazing as me.
That's true. I mean, especially, you know, all I have to do is just snap you once a day, and then you'll snap me once a day, and, you know, that's it.
You, like, have those friends where, like, you cannot talk for months, and then you talk, and you guys are, like, still, like, really good friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Anywho. Let's get to this story. So I've been teasing this story on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
And if you guys follow me on Instagram at @DavisCYC, you probably have seen the teases. So the book is titled Stories That Duran Tells. There's a picture of a pancake with an afro. There's a picture of a piece of pizza. I don't know what this egg roll looking thing is. There's a video game controller. It's blue for PlayStation. There's a picture of me in fifth grade. I did this in fifth grade in Mrs. Acree's class, Hayes Elementary School. And this is written and illustrated by Duran A. Davis.
What's your middle name?
Antonio.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, continue. Yeah.
So, you flip through the pages here, and then this is, so there's a dedication page, and it says dedicated to the homies. So, I dedicated this book to the homies. All right, let's jump into this story. And this story is my marquee story. This is probably the first script I ever wrote. And if, you know, if nobody's familiar with my script writing, if you went to school with me at Runthrop, I wrote a fabulous 10-minute play. If anybody wants a script, I can, you know, send it to you via email. Just shout me out or send me a DM on Instagram at -davidcyc. All right, so here we go. This story is called The Angry Pancake. All right. The narrator says, I don't know how to read this, honestly. It's like, it's in script mode, but I'm just going to kind of read it, whatever. All right, narrator. On a spooky night, there was a family with an unusual name, a group of 21-year-olds living in one house. Duran, Andrew, Jessica, Calvin, Jeff, and Bone Quisha. And together, they are the Stirlfroms. Later that night, Duran, Calvin, Andrew, and Jessica were planning a party. Let's listen in. Duran, okay, we need 5 pepperoni pizzas, a cheese pizza, lots of candy, phone calls, cake, hot dogs, and tacos. I start the cooking and the food. I'm also going to make pancakes. Boom, boom, boom. And ribs. Andrew, well, I'm going to make some hot Cheetos in the oven. Jeff, I'll call the homies. Duran, unfortunately, Jeff wasn't the best cook, but he could make the best phone calls. Jessica, Duran, is it me or is that pancake blue? Or is it me? Question mark. Flips page. Duran, ha, 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 ha. But you're wrong. It's red. Wait, the pancakes are red. Jessica screams, ah. Bone Quisha, okay. Jeff, those hot dogs look like ... Andrew, I think these pancakes are angry. Duran, you need to stop watching all that TV. Bone Quisha, where those little eyes come from? Jessica, ha, 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 ha. Andrew, that pretty messed up, you know. Duran, the pancakes are ready. Pancake, ha, 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 ha. Everybody, Calvin says, Muishilinko. Everybody, what? Calvin, Muishilinko. Duran, see, now I'm the one who says something stupid. Jessica, that's true. Duran, I rest my case. This is gold. Pancake, you're so stupid. I misspelled your. You're so stupid. You cooked me to a fluffy goodness. Ding dong, the doorbell rings. Duran, pizza. What is up, Marquita? I didn't know you were a pizza delivery boy. Marquita, boy, take your pizza. Duran, bye. Duran, pizza's here. I also misspelled here. And all the girls.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, I put H-E-A-R instead of whatever. This is a 5th grade. Don't judge me. I have a degree. Girls, help! From the background. Boys, that's so sweet. Make it look like the pancake tied you all up. Bonquisha, it did, you idiots. Calvin, right. Jessica, Bone Quisha, anyway, we need your help. Jeff, how do you flush the toilet? Duran, where's Jeff? Oh, I guess Jeff was in the bathroom figuring out how to flush the toilet. And I just go, where's Jeff? And then Jeff goes, where's that music coming from? Calvin. Okay, I'll get the maple syrup. Bum, bum, bum. Duran, wait. Before that, where's Andrew? Andrew, I never knew skinny dipping would be so much fun. Okay, wow. And then... What?
I just was curious if that was the end, or...
No, the story continues.
Oh, dang.
And then the pancake goes, you fools, you fell into my trap. Bum, bum, bum. Duran, hit it with the syrup. Bum, bum, bum. Squirt. Boys, eat. Ha, ha, ha. Munch. Eat. Squish. Mmm. Burp. Tasty. Calvin, delightful, wonderful. Jessica, ow. And Duran says, sorry. Then there's a knock knock. Andrew, hello? Help? Duran, leave him out there. Oh, Andrew's outside. Jessica, glad that's over. Duran, glad. Smoothie pancake was good. Okay, never, I don't know what that says. And then something in the background goes, ha ha ha, to be continued. And that's how this story ends.
Dang, and you wrote this when you were in fifth grade?
I did that when I was in fifth grade. I was always uber talented.
True genius right there.
Did you like it? Right.
You know, it was definitely a story.
Listen, there's not many fifth graders that are that talented at writing a script like that. All right, that was pretty in depth.
I really like the names you came up with.
Oh, those were all classmates, except for Bonquisha.
I love that.
But Marquita was a real classmate. That was my favorite one. Well, it's been 64 minutes, Anna. I thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Any final thoughts?
I don't bring your view, you know. No.
If anything, my viewers or my clicks will skyrocket because you're.
As I was gonna say,
yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm not a rescreen, but I'm okay.
And if you want, your friends could listen to it too, and you could tell them like, "Hey, I was on a podcast, and I'm pretty famous now."
Oh yeah. Tell everyone I know.
Yeah, you just be like, I did a podcast with D-Davis. I'm also going to tag you. Why don't you tell everybody your Twitter handle, or not your Instagram.
Is it bad that I'm not 100% sure what it is?
I think it's at Hannah Shands, but I don't know either.
Oh, there you go. I think it's at Hannah_Shands.
Yeah, that's it. Anyways, I'm going to tag Hannah Shands in the posts. Hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day. Really enjoy it. Truly be safe. Make sure you know don't drink and drive.
Be safe.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. You know, wear condoms. Oh. Do all that stuff. Take the precautions. Gosh. Yeah.
All right. And on that note.
You too, Hannah.
Me too. What?
No, I know. But you, I need to find out who this guy is. All right, I'm gonna find out who he is.
Okay, you keep telling me. Tell me where you are moving to, I'll tell you.
Okay, I will.
Deal.
Not here, though.
Okay.
I
almost had you.
No, that might violate my contract.
Oh, snap. This is serious.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to Clubhouse Talk. We're going to try to make Clubhouse Talk a regular weekly thing once again. I'm sure Hannah Shands will be back. And maybe we'll even have a little Hannah Shands. We might even have a little Hannah Shands and rescreen at the same time. You know, maybe next week. Who knows? We'd like to keep you on your toes. And make sure, Hannah, you take care of that nose because you're sniffling.
That wasn't funny.
Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.
And to
boost you up.
I appreciate that. And
did you get it?
Boost me up.
Yeah,
because I'm small.
Yeah,
like a booster seat.
Okay, I was trying to be funny.
Oh, no, you're not funny. You honestly just made me, like, really depressed, and I'm just going to go, like, try to find and channel that energy into something else. So thanks for reminding me that I'm small and that I can't get a date for Valentine's Day. Thank you, Clubbies.
Okay, I'm going to go cry
now. And we'll hear you next time. See you.